Let me just adjust this really quick. Okay, there we go. Perfect, so good to see all of you. Please put a like on the video if you're coming in for this important message. This is probably the most important message that I'm going to make, okay? We're on the brink of huge changes and huge shifts for humanity. You wanna stay tuned for this message, dear ones. Oh, thank you so much, Patty. I really appreciate that. Spread your wings, girl. Thanks for your amazing energy. I'm always galactivating with you. Thank you, Patty. I'm galactivating with you. We are galactivating together. Thank you so much, Angel. Mwah. So if you're coming in for this message, please put a like on the video. We are going to talk all about the new AI impressions of Apple Pro and what this means for humanity, where we're going, right? Because I think a lot of us are wondering, are we going into a Black Mirror episode? Like, what is happening? Even The Feed, I was watching a little bit of a TV show called The Feed. I don't know if you guys have watched it before, but it pretty much explains similar what these AI Apple Pro impressions are doing, which is merging the real world with the AI, with the feed itself. So one moment, let me turn off this light. I accidentally left this on. Okay, I'm back. I just had to turn that light off. So, right, Apple just came out with the new Apple Pro impressions. They're goggles, right? They're goggles that you put on. What's creepy is that you can actually see the human eyes through them. So when there's not things going on the screen, you could literally walk up to someone and see their eyes. And they're not taking in the organic divine reality from the electrical organic signals. They're taking in from what the camera is pulling in through that system itself. So it is really strange. It is really strange, the territory that we're stepping into, right? Like, oh my gosh, all of this stuff is really coming to life. I think we've all had the feeling of this AI stuff and, you know, where is it going, right? We knew eventually the iPhone was going to go out of style, right? But now it's here. Now it's here. So it's nothing to fear. We're gonna be talking about the timelines towards the end of the video and how things are shifting. But I wanna talk about the Apple Pro impressions, okay? What are the Apple Pro impressions? What kind of different features do these Apple Pro impressions bring forth? So the first thing is that, of course, they're merging the real world, with the feed, with the AI. So that means you could just put on the glasses and you could still somewhat see what's going on around you, but you're also seeing everything magnified. So like, for instance, if you were watching my live right now on the Apple Pro impressions, it would be a huge screen. It would feel like I'm actually with you in your room because it would be so magnified. So that to me is a problem, okay? That to me is a problem because it creates a false sense of connection, right? It creates a false sense of being with me, even though we're not really together, okay? Technology, right? It is what it is. We're using it for right now, but here's the thing is we're supposed to be moving away from technology. Like, technology right now is just like, okay, it's a cool thing right now for where we're at, but as we're moving on the ascension, we're actually supposed to be needing less and less of technology, right? Because why would you need to get on technology to watch me if we could be connecting constantly telepathically, if we could constantly be in these higher realms where you think you wanna go somewhere and you instantly get transported there. You don't even need cars, you don't need anything. You're just using your light body. So, you know, we're supposed to be actually moving away. Like, it's cool right now. I'm not saying technology is bad, right? Like, we're using it right now because it is what it is for this current time period. But as we're moving on the ascension, we actually are needing less and less. So when this stuff comes out, like, oh my gosh, people are gonna be able to get in this 3D reality headset, this AI headset that they can see real people, they could FaceTime real people that seem like they're actually in the room with them, right? Then it creates a descending timeline. It creates a more dystopian reality compared to what we actually should be heading into, which are these organic, higher multidimensional realities. So with the AI Apple Pro impressions, okay, these things, you could see everything. You could go into nature just from on your couch, okay? You could go into nature. You could sit there and watch movies in 3D. So just like your TV, right? It has like that space in between you. No, this screen is fully encapsulating you, like you're actually in the movie itself. So again, this is not a good thing because it creates more dopamine, more of a way for you to get addicted. And the phone itself, you guys know if you're on the phone too much, your dopamine is getting fried. I've noticed it within myself. If I'm on the phone too much, my eyes start hurting, and it's harder for me to disengage out. It's hard for me to get out of the phone and find enjoyment in other things because it's bringing you so much fast emotions at once, right? We have the new shorts now, everything's going really, really fast. And so you're constantly getting hit with dopamine, constantly getting hit with all of those electrical signals from the phone. So to me, okay, in my opinion, I don't think that's a good thing, you know, to be going more into that. I think the phone itself is like right what we need right now, but going even further into all of these virtual reality headsets and these glasses, okay, that's going back in time. Okay, it's literally going back in time. Y'all already know what happened in Atlantis. Yes, you guys already know what happened in Atlantis. Do you see how history keeps repeating itself? You see what's going on is because it keeps going in a loop. It keeps going in a loop. That's why I told you guys in my last video, we're here from the future timelines, okay, to bring us up to date in these higher multidimensional fields. That's what we came here to do. We're not here to keep reliving the past and going in loop-de-loops. So that's what we're here to do as light workers, star seeds, as quantum conscious code creators. That's what I call us, quantum code conscious creators, architects of the new earth. So with these Apple Pro Impressions, right? The thing about the Apple Pro Impressions is right now they're currently listed for, I think, like, I don't know, $3,500 currently. I don't know, 39, something crazy. But that price, you know, will continue to go down, right? You might think, well, nobody can afford it, right? Oh, it, you know, it's so high. The iPhone was once really high too, remember? And then they gave you all those plans. Oh, you could just start paying your phone off per month, right? Get in more debt, yada, yada. So with these Apple Pro Impressions, okay, it is going to be something where it's going to get more affordable, it's going to get smaller, okay, right? It keeps getting smaller, closer to the body, and it might all of a sudden, one day you wake up and it's just a glass, it's just glasses. It's not like these big bug looking things around your head, it's more just like really simplified glasses, really lightweight, like, oh, it's normal to be wearing the glasses. But here's the thing, okay? This is not something you need to fear, like, oh my gosh, it's gonna get crazy out here. Everybody's gonna be wearing the glasses. All these things that are happening, family, even Apple itself, okay? And I know this is gonna sound cuckoo for coconuts, but even Apple itself, okay? This is part of humanity waking up, okay? It is part of the plan, I promise you that. These things have to happen. People have to keep disconnecting and disconnecting and disconnecting to finally find a connection. Let me know if you have had to get to a really bad place in your life in order for you to finally make a change. Okay? You can think of these Apple Pro Impressions like a drug, like the strongest drug, right? The phone is kind of like a drug in some ways, but the Apple Pro Impressions is like heroin, okay? Compared to like the phone, which is like weed, okay? The Apple Pro Impressions are like heroin, like the most addicting thing that you could go into. Well, what happens when you keep going into stronger and stronger drugs? It gets more crazy. The pain gets worse. The disconnection gets worse. I've never done hard drugs, but I do know from other people. I've seen people even in the past 2 years, unfortunately, they died from fentanyl overdose, okay? It gets worse and worse and worse the more harder drugs you get into. So with these Apple Pro Impressions, you have to think of it like a drug. And the people that are going to be connected to these Apple Pro Impressions, to these virtual realities, they are the most depressed. They are the most disconnected individuals. You actually have to feel bad for them. You actually have to feel sad. It's actually really sad to think of these individuals and how they're so disconnected that the only way for them to somehow find a connection is to put on the Apple Pro Impressions. In the movie, not the movie, it was a TV show, but in the TV show, The Feed, okay, it shows how one of the characters was really depressed. And he said in the show, you know, my dad doesn't love me, so I just put on the little feed and I feel better. So that's the thing with these people, okay? You have to understand, they don't have a connection to God like you do. They don't have a connection to a higher power. They don't know this beautiful, amazing reality that we're stepping into. It's foreign to them. It's foreign. So of course they're going to take the inorganic route because that's all they think that there is. They think that that's the future. They think that that's where we're going. So with the timelines right now, okay, what's happening with the timelines is that, okay, we have these ascending timelines, right? All of you here, right? A lot of you are back from the future. Okay, we're here to bring the future in the now moment. We're here to create this new earth reality from the now moment, okay? We are creating the future in the now moment. That is what we are here to do. We're here to create beautiful things, right? Whatever unique blueprint you came here to bring forth, that is what you're here to do. You're here to envision and create that. So that's what we're in the middle of doing. We're in the middle of remembering this power, this connection to God, to the infinite, to the quantum field that we always had. We just forgot. We were in amnesia. Last night, I had a lucid dream. It was crazy. I fell asleep on the couch. I had the ascension symptoms. I was like, I gotta take a nap. And I remember waking up and I was lucid in the dream. And I was like, I know I'm dreaming right now. And I was like walking all over the house. And I was like, I'm in a dream right now. But I knew I was also still sleeping. So for many of us, they have been, you know, we and they have been asleep on the bed without realizing they're awake in the dream. Just like in the Matrix, they were asleep in the little pods, not knowing that there's this whole other world going out around outside of them. So that's what we're moving into during this time period, okay? We're remembering that we are lucid in this dream and we are the dreamers, right? We're the dreamers, okay? And we're dreaming this new reality. So this is important. And I connected to God before this message and I connected to my angels. And they told me to bring you this message. It's a very important message. And they said, despite what is happening around you, despite all these new AI things that are coming forth and all the craziness that is going on in the world, the most important thing for you to do is hold laser focus to the new earth reality that we're creating. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let anything try to pull you down into some dystopia, into some new world order timeline reality. Because they understand, the controllers of this world, okay, they understand how reality works. They know that it is all spells that are being cast into our consciousness that we're then projecting out into the collective reality. So that is why it's so important, why God put this on my heart to give you this message, that we have to stay laser beam focused on the visions that we are wanting to create for New Earth, and we're creating it in the now moment. The past is over. The past is over. You don't need to worry about Atlantis 2.0, okay? It's over. We are now moving into the present now. And this is where we create the future, where we are connected. We are remembering we are connected to the infinite field of the one source, of the oneness, which is connected to everything. You are connected to every part of the universe. Everything outside of there. Yes, when you think of the universe and when you think of it expanding bigger and bigger and bigger and it just keeps expanding, that's inside of you because we're in a holographic reality. I told you guys, if you take a tiny piece of a holographic film and you cut it, the whole is contained in the piece. So all of the universe out there is contained inside of you. So we're here to locate these higher blueprints, right? We're here to create from our pure intentions, from our heart, these higher multidimensional new earth blueprints, and we're here to anchor them into collective tangible reality. It's really as simple as that. So please put a like on the video if that is your mission, if you are here to create the new earth blueprint. I'm not afraid of what's happening, you know? Here's the thing, okay? We're in between splitting of timelines. So yeah, there is some people who might be drawn to the AI Apple Pro impressions, and that's cool, you know? Everybody's on their own journey. Everybody's learning through experience. That's what you have to understand. They're learning through the hard times in order to come back to God within them. So if that means they need to go on a path of wearing these Apple Pro impressions and living in virtual reality land until they realize, oh my gosh, this isn't it. I'm not happy. This is depressing. I feel disconnected, which they will get to that point. I guarantee it. We're going to be in our new earth reality. We're going to be on the other side of all of that craziness saying, hey, we're enjoying our new life on the new earth. And you know, we're in the quantum field. We're creating. It's awesome over here. And slowly but surely, I do have hope for people who currently right now are thinking AI is the future and they're, you know, all into that. I think there is hope, because here's the thing, each and every single one of us, we are a divine being and we are all being called. It's not like, oh, there's only some people. Oh, we're the special ones. We're the chosen ones. We are all chosen ones of God. We are all connected to this source. It's all about remembering it though. So I do think people, you know, especially if they go down this route, of what I consider a hard drug with the AI Apple Pro impressions, I do think that it's gonna take them to that point where they're like, oh my gosh, I have to change. Because the consciousness inside of them is saying, I want to expand. I want to move into greater. That's what consciousness does. It's a natural way for consciousness to grow, is to want to expand beyond. So if people are going backwards, that's gonna hurt. And their soul is gonna know this isn't right. So I do think that they're gonna wake up. You know, again, some people, they need a little bit more of a push, okay? A lot of us, we got the push. I got the push a long time ago. Oh, is it glitching? Okay. I don't know what's going on. It's like being weird right now. There's like no chat. I hope it's okay. Can you guys still see me? I can't even see the chat anymore. Okay, it's back. Okay, I was like, what the heck? Okay, see, the AI is glitching. It's glitching. So, you know, they're gonna have to get pushed. Like I said, everything that is happening that seems cuckoo for coconuts right now, it is happening to wake people up. It is not happening because everything's going downhill and it's going to be, you know, a dystopian Black Mirror world. That's not what's happening. It's happening to wake people up. And that might be people going into the metaverse. They might have to wake up in that way. And that's okay, because that's their journey. But we're going to stay focused on the life that we're creating. I'm focused every day on the life that I'm creating. I'm focused on me. Yes, focus on you. Focus on the man or the woman in the mirror. That's the most important thing you could do for New Earth, is to become your own supernatural human. Become supernatural. That is what you are here to do. And you do that by remembering your power. The powerful ones, the ones that remember this, they know that they can create. They remember their ability to create with the quantum field. So that's what we're all stepping into now. We're saying, okay, whatever they're putting out, you know, AI is the future. No, you're the future. You are the future, because you're creating it in the now moment. Yes. So whatever that future looks like for you, whatever, again, your unique blueprint, whatever new earth, whatever this future reality looks for you, that is your divine encryption to bring forth. That's your new earth mission. You each have that piece, that very important piece. And I know what my piece is, and I'm not gonna stop until I have that vision manifested in front of me. Because I know I'm connected to what I want, because I am one with everything. There's no way that I could be separate from it. Quantum physics already showed us that, in quantum entanglement. There's nothing that you're separate from. Any reality, any blueprint that you have envisioned for yourself for New Earth is already available. You just have to connect into it. This is part of Hogwarts Training 101. This is part of mastering yourself, is knowing that you can connect. You can be causing an effect in the quantum field. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to be a cause into the field. No longer we're waiting for a cause outside of ourselves to create an effect. That's the old 3D model of reality, the Newtonian model of reality, which is very outdated. We're moving into quantum field theory. Well, it's not even a theory because it's actually being proven now, but we're moving into the quantum field, which is amazing. You know, there's no fear. Like, I was in meditation today and my angels were just like, oh my gosh, it's so fun up here. It's so fun in these higher multi-dimensions. Like, everything's good, Ireland. Like, it's great. It's beautiful. You're just remembering. It's so beautiful because you're learning to let go and surrender to all that was not really you, because you are infinite love to the core. That's what you are. You are not the programs. You're not even this avatar. I'm not even this avatar. I am literally just one with you. I'm this one God source aspect that is manifested in this avatar, but I'm beyond this avatar. And so when you detach from this world, it's like there's really nothing that the world could take from you. There's nothing that could cause suffering in your life because you're detached. So that's what I'm moving into, and I'm feeling better and better each day. But remember, we're also here to create. I do think that we are in avatars, not just to be in a detached mode, but also to engage in creating the new earth. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't create what it is you're wanting to create. God made you in the same image, okay? You are made in God's image. You are a creator. You're here to create. So I'm creating my new earth vision. Like I said, I'm excited. When I think of my new earth vision, I see beauty all around me. I'm gonna be in the jungle. I already told you guys that. I'm gonna be in the jungle. I'm gonna be eating the fruits off the trees. I'm gonna be a fruitarian. I'm already moving in that direction. I'm gonna be barefoot all day. You know, I'm already there, but it's like I'm just still moving more and more and more into that. Like, I'm gonna have an eco house. You know, if you look at these eco homes, they're like 100,000. They're so cheap. And we have people spending like, you know, 400,000-500,000 on these homes that are in subdivisions that are not even connected to nature whatsoever. So again, people are waking up. People are saying, no, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to be connected to nature. You know, I want to be able to be in the jungle most of the time, you know, in the forest. That's my new earth vision, and it will come through. It will come through because I believe it, and I know that I'm worthy of it. I know that I can make it happen, and I'm going to have a beautiful little family, and it's going to be great. Because I'm in control. The ones that are afraid right now are the ones that don't remember their power. The ones that think that, oh, it's gonna keep going worse and worse and all of that, it's because they don't remember their power. They still haven't woken up yet. When you wake up, there's nothing to fear. You already remember that you are a quantum code creator. You're an architect. So, oh, thank you so much, Lynn. I appreciate that. Sorry, the chat is like glitching right now. Thank you so much, Lynn. I love you, fairy sister. Me and Lynn are fairy sisters. We're gonna be in in the forest, just being our little fairy selves. You know, that's what I connect into. Again, I'm from the future. I'm from the future. I remember days where I would just be in the forest. I remember me and Lynn just in the forest, running around, this super high vibe. So you can have it, you can create it, you can do whatever you want because you are free now. Every day, I am free now, I am free now, I am free now. That's all you have to say, you're sovereign. And the more you start to remember that, the easier things are going to get, okay? And trust me, these people in the metaverse, it's never going to fulfill them. It's not, remember, it's a strong drug, it's the strongest drug. And that drug's only gonna increase. But as that drug increases, as that dopamine starts getting even more haywire with people are gonna go into psychosis, okay? What happens, and what happened in the feed, if you ever watched the feed, is people started to go crazy, okay? In the feed, they had literally the feed, instead of the goggles being outside of them, it was installed in their eyes, and they started to go cuckoo, okay? And that's because when you don't connect back to God, okay? When you don't remember you're connected to the infinite, to the quantum field, to source itself, you're provided for, what happens, okay? What happens is that you start to fragment, okay? Your consciousness fragments, and that is what we see in most of the world with narcissism, codependency, schizophrenia, paranoia, all the mental disorders, bipolar, depression, anxiety. That is all caused from fragmentation of the soul. So the more people go into these AI worlds, the more fragmented they are going to become until they literally are going to be forced. They're going to be forced. This is the universe, okay? And I know it sounds crazy, but this is the universe forcing people to finally wake up. It's forcing people to hit rock bottom. I can already see it now. I already had visions. I see into the future. I already had visions of people breaking down, throwing the headset off and being like, F this, I'm done. I want to go home. I want to go home. This is not home. This virtual reality set is not home. This reality isn't even home. What you see outside, I don't find home out here. I don't find home in people. I do still connect with people, but I don't need that to be at home within myself because God is home and God is inside of you. So that's where we're headed. People are going back to that level. Sophia, thank you so much, sister. I'm scrolling up. I'm sorry, it's glitching. It's not letting me read. I don't know what's going on. Okay. All I see is we are the creators. I love this. Thank you, Sophia. I'm sorry. I don't know why it's not letting me read. It's not letting me read the chat. It's glitching, but thank you, Sophia. I love you. Sophia is also from the future. What's up? We're back to bring these higher multidimensional templates. You know, when you go, I told you guys this, when you go up in the higher multidimensions, you're moving through the time matrix, you're moving up into the future. So if you resonate from being from a higher dimension, you are back in time, okay? You are the bridge, you volunteered to do this, okay? You volunteered to do this, to show people a new way of living. Because this is how it used to be, okay? Many of you remember how it used to be in the higher multi-dimensions. Like, you would just think something and you would be transported there. You would just create something in your mind and it would pop out in front of you. That was the way that we used to create. It was instantaneous. It was like bam, bam, bam. But now we're in this slow, dense 3D and we're here to help anchor people and show people, hey, we're connected to God. We have these connections that we can create from. And, you know, once we still continue to go through this process of remembering, again, it's going to assist the people around us. It will. Ariana, thank you so much. Okay, now it's working. Yes, yes, with it all, Ireland, this is all a learning stage to step into our own true authentic creations and present it all into our own true limitless, endless power. Yes, Ariana, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Oh, and I'm reading yours, Sophia, now. It's finally working. I'll join you and Lynn in the forest. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Ariana. Yeah, we're all going into the forest. We're all going back to the jungle, back to the forest. I promise you, I already see it. It's like, we're going to be there. You know, I'm thinking about the future and where I'm headed in my life. And, you know, again, that's what I see. That's what I see. So don't let any of this stuff distract you. That's really just the message. You know, people are on their own path. They're on their own journey. You know, just like you have like that, those friends or family members who are alcoholics, drug addicts, you got to let them go through what they're going to go through. They got to hit that breaking point on their own. You can try to help them, try to show them the way, but they got to go through it. It's going to be the same thing with this AI. It's going to be the same thing. And they're going to be like, how are you guys, you know, doing all these amazing things without AI? They're going to be confused. They're going to be like, you're connecting to this magical power. Like, when you have these amazing synchronicities, think about it, when you have a beautiful synchronicity in your life, or you connect with someone telepathically, you think of something and then someone else calls you and is like, hey, and says the exact same thing you were thinking. In that moment, isn't it the most amazing, beautiful experience? Am I wrong? Isn't it like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful when you feel that power, that synchronicity that comes in and you're just like, oh my gosh, magic, pure magic. You don't get that from the phone. The only thing you get from the phone is, why is the phone reading my mind? You're like, how is it picking up on my thoughts, right? It's not magical, it's freaking creepy. It's not beautiful, it's creepy. Come on, it's creepy. You already know. So trust me, trust me. People know this, okay? Their souls, okay, know this, okay? And we're going to be creating and being in this magic. We're already moving into it. We're already doing it. It's not like it's already it's happening out there. It's already happening right now. We're doing it. We're showing people the beauty. And people, I do believe people eventually are going to jump on the train, because that's what we came here to do. It's our mission. We came here to assist. That's what we came here to do. We came here to help others, to show people the light out of the darkness. And that's another level of darkness, putting those glasses on. I will tell you that. That's another level, okay? So it's going to keep getting darker. It's getting so dark that people can't even be in the actual dark, okay? The quantum field, anytime I go into meditation, right, I cancel out all of this stuff. All of this stuff in the external, I'm like, goodbye, goodbye. And I go into this place inside of myself, okay? People are afraid of that. You have to understand. People are afraid of that. Why? Because they're afraid of everything coming up. They're afraid to feel for once in their life. So during this time period, okay, feel it all. Feel everything you need to feel. Let it all go. Surrender it. Say, wow, you know, I've been living this way for some time, right? Things have happened in the past, but I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to move beyond it. I don't want to keep living in the past. I don't want to keep recreating the past into the future. I'm ready to move into the new earth, into my highest version. So that's my message for today. Detach, and have a little bit of engagement. That's the key. Have a little bit of engaged attachment, right? We're engaging, creating new earth, but we're also detaching, because you know what? There's still this power that's so beyond our comprehension that's at play. We call it God, Source, Infinite, and it's really pulling the strings. It's really pulling the strings. And just like it was shown in string theory, it's literally strings, okay? But it's pulling the strings. So even David Hawkins says, you know, we think we have this cause, you know, we think that we have a cause into an effect into the world, but we're also still learning that there is this bigger field that's at play. God, Source, okay? And we're just trusting in that. So as we're creating, okay, as we're engaging in creation and we're creating new earth, we're also just detaching and allowing whatever to come through. That's the best place to be. That's the best place to be at a surrendered state. I'm creating, but you know what? If all of my creations, if they didn't come true, I'm good still. I'm good. If I stay in the same exact place, I'm still good, because I found connection inside of myself. That's the key. That's the key, to be so surrendered that no matter what happens, you're still good with God. If you want to master the game, that's it right there. So that's what all of the masters have taught us, Buddha, Jesus, all of them. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven, the queendom of heaven, of God first, and all will be added onto you. So that is my message for you all, dear ones. I love you so much. We are not fearing the AI metaverse. We know it's the next level for people to wake up. It's the next level for people to hit their breaking point and to wake up. So keep holding space for others. Keep doing your new earth mission, holding the grid steady, bringing forth your unique codes, your unique visions for the new blueprint. And I will see you all on my next video. If you're interested in a Patreon community, the link is in the description. Amazing community. We're gonna have an awesome brother on this Sunday to teach us some awesome things. I'm super excited to have him on. So I love you guys. Have a beautiful day, and namaste.